Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On September 10th in Springfield, the Basketball Hall of Fame will add 13 more every year. It is a tremendous list, and most notable in this state is Lindsey Whalen. And Lindsey has been a part of the basketball conversation in this state for decades, from her success at Hutchinson to resurrecting what happened at the U of M to great success with the Connecticut Sun, coming back here, four titles with the Lynx, two Olympic gold medals, now coaching at the U, number retired with the Lynx. But this is always something very unique. If you get a chance to play professional sports anywhere on the planet, and if there is a Hall of Fame, and Lindsey found out months ago that she was going in, but it stood out when the news broke, and I will say this as Lindsey is with us on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline. I got to be honest, I might have been sitting and having an adult beverage with someone who resides in the same residence you do last Thursday in Duluth when Ben told me you had reached out to Dawn and Charles Barkley to be the two who join you when you step up on the stage and give your speech and formally inducted into the Hall of Fame. First of all, again, congratulations. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Tell me why Dawn and Chuck were the two people you wanted to pick. Because everybody goes in, picks two Hall of Famers. Why were they the right ones for you, Lindsey?
Yeah, so, yeah, it's just, for me, it's a little bit of, so Charles was my favorite player growing up. So I loved that Phoenix Suns team. He was, they were the underdog team against Jordan and the Bulls that year.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, I don't know. I was in fifth, sixth grade, and my family, I have a lot of aunts and uncles, and my grandparents lived in Phoenix for a long time. And this was somewhat before we got KG here and everything started getting going with the Timberwolves. And he just was my favorite player. I was going to be a power forward. I was going to, you know, I wanted the little turnaround jump shot, and I just liked rooting for the underdog as well because I knew that they obviously had a tall task going against the Bulls. So just was one of my idols growing up. And so you have to pick somebody living in the Hall of Fame to be your presenter. So you take a look at the list, and it's, you know, obviously it's not that big. And so I was just figured I would go big, and I you know, got his number from Melissa Maines, who is on our staff. She's director of basketball operations. She worked at Auburn for a number of years, and that's where he obviously went to school. So got his number, sent him a text, and he replied the next day that he would be honored. And so, and I'd met him a few times a while back doing some stuff at TNT. And then Dawn, she's a point guard that I looked up to. You know, obviously we played, I think, 3 years against each other. She was on that 96 team that now we've won gold ever since 96. And so I was a part of two of those. She was a part of, I think, four, if I'm not mistaken, at least three. And so just felt right. And obviously Dawn has done so much great for the women's game, and hopefully some of her, you know, coaching prowess can rub off on me on the stage. And, you know, she's obviously two national championships at South Carolina. So somebody who I still really look up to. So that's how it came about. And here we are.
So I knew last night we wanted to reach out and hope the schedule worked out. And I'm an insomniac. I can't sleep. I tell Ben this all the time. And so I started watching some Hall of Fame speeches last night, including McHale's. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. McHale goes for like 25 minutes, and he's just McHale, right? He's just going on and on. And he's got a couple notes, but he's just mainly doing it off the top of his head. This is one of the biggest speeches of your life. It's weeks away. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Are you going to write it verbatim? Are you going to do bullet points? Have you thought about it? How's that going to play out?
Well, I've actually been working on it a lot. Yesterday and today, I've really kind of hammered it home. They wanted it done in July. Well, you know, I let them know that July is somewhat of a big month recruiting-wise in the women's basketball world. And so I got our team. We have 3 weeks now before school starts. So last week was our last week of workout. So this week I have some time to really just focus on the speech, and also just like logistics, trying to get everybody out there who wants to come. It's it'll be fun. It'll be great. But it's been good. It's been, you know, added to a busy summer, but it's all good. So I've, you know, my sister's helped me some. There's somebody out there. I forget his name. Oh no, John is his name. He helps people with their speeches. And so I'm going to write it, and it has to be within, I think they said 5 and 7 minutes. So I don't think you can do the 25 minute, McHale. You have it, 'cause there's a pro, you know, it's on NBA TV. So there's a, right. I think there's like a limit. So I don't know. I'm going to tell a few stories, and then that'll be that. I watched last year's, I think Tim Duncan, he spoke for maybe 3 minutes. So I feel like somewhere around, that 5 minute mark will be kind of my sweet spot.
How many people are coming out?
Oh, so my whole family, and then Ben's parents, a handful of college teammates, my best friend growing up. So a couple of my siblings, significant others are coming. And as I mentioned, Melissa on staff, Kelly on staff, that, you know, we've now, this is 5 years working together. I believe some of the administration at the U is coming out. I've invited all my former coaches now, you know, but I know Cheryl has coaching for USA Basketball. They play the World Cup this year, so she has to pretty quickly transition from links to that. And then Coach T, it'll depend on if they're still in the playoffs or not. So yeah, there's, I think I sent out, I don't know, 80, 90 invites, but, you know, probably closer to 20, 25, you know, just, my you know, longtime agent Boris will be there. And, yeah, I don't know, pretty big list. It'll be fun.
Is that cheap?
Did you play in the Northland invite?
I did.
You did? How'd you do?
Not well. It was fun.
But
it was great.
Fun.
That's my favorite place in Minnesota. I love that. Ben and I sat there.
Very hard to beat.
With Mike Christensen, who won it, and a bunch of people just had a great
time. Yeah, Mike, you won it.
Hey, I got a few more questions for you. If we take a short break, can you hang? Can you hang during the break?
Yeah,
all right,
of course.
Let's pause. Let's get to more with Lindsay Whalen. This is just one of those unique opportunities that very, very few people have. And she is still right in the middle of the basketball scene here. She's starting her fifth year at the U of M. We're talking about her husband, Ben Grieve, who won the state AM this year and has been one of the best golfers in the state for a long, long time. Back with the coach of the U of M and the Hall of Famer, Lindsay Whalen, in moments here on CCO. Elvis died this day, August 16th, 19... Do I have it right, Harrigan? Is it 70? No, it's not 77, is it?
I think that's right, 45 years ago today.
Yeah, 1977. You reminded me how old you were during the Bulls and Suns finals in 1993. We're back with Lindsey Whalen. So obviously you don't have distinctive Elvis memories. Do you play Elvis? Is Elvis, do you have an iPhone? What's your phone?
Me?
Yeah, you.
Oh, I do have an iPhone, yes.
Do you have any Elvis on your phone?
I do not. I have a lot of Beatles.
A lot of Beatles.
I don't have much Elvis. Not much Elvis, sorry.
The producer of the show, Dave Harrigan, as we're chatting with Lindsey Whalen here, he thinks the Beatles are overrated.
I know a lot of people that say that. But, hey, I don't know. I like them.
Tell them they're wrong. They're wrong.
I like them.
Beatles
are not
overrated.
Well, that's just it. And then the other thing is that documentary that they just put out, that was really cool. Did you watch that?
Yes, I did. That was
cool.
Phenomenal.
So that got me really even more into, listening to their songs and stuff like that.
Put a couple of Elvis tunes on there.
I'm a fan.
It's worth it.
Yep.
If you were asked to say, among a long list, and I know this isn't easy, but on the playing side, I want to get to coaching here in a moment, but on the playing side, and you have to think of one moment in your career as you're going to the Hall of Fame September 10th, what is the one moment?
So, I think that 2017, for me, our fourth championship after losing to LA in 2016, to come back and beat them. And we were down 2-1 and it was not looking any good out in LA. We were down. I think we got game three. We got beat pretty bad. And, that was, when we just, it was do or die. It was our last gasp essentially. And, then we came through, and so that game five for me is just it's hard to describe, but it's obviously back at Williams, and there was no way any of us wanted to lose to them 2 years in a row. Nobody had won back to back since LA did it, I think, in like 2001, 2002, and it's at our home floor, and I was in like a different mental mindset. Like, I knew there was fans there, and the crowd was great, and we really leaned into them when we needed them, but other than that, it was like a weird feeling. So I feel like that was just gave everything we had. That was essentially for me. I know I played one more year, but that was for me about all I had, because that was our fourth finals in 7 years, our sixth going to the finals, six in 7 years. And so that's probably the moment, for me that kind of caps it all off and capped off the career. Doing it back at the U, at my alma mater, all of that, it really doesn't get any better than that. And I remember so much of that game, and just the day before, the game day, it just was special time. So I feel like that was kind of the one where it kind of was like, yeah, okay, this is was a great career, and now obviously, I'm in the Hall of Fame.
In hindsight, do you think you should have walked away right then?
You know, I felt that way that fall. I was pretty convinced that was it. We took a vacation after, and I was like, I think that's all I have. And yes and no. Probably yes that. And then once I took the coaching job, it was, just extremely challenging to be able to run, figure out what's my coaching style? How is this going to go? It's just, you're playing professionally in the WNBA in a year where you're trying to repeat as this dynasty team and trying to figure out kind of your next chapter as far as coaching. So, I'm glad I played, because I knew that was good as you know, I figured that summer that, yeah, I'm good on playing. I played, and I kind of, you know, when you play for 15 years, you feel like you get that out of your system. So I don't have any regrets. Sure, there's things that I miss about playing, but yeah, I think that we all could have hung it up that year, and you know, mm-hmm. you can look at the year and say, well, maybe we should have. We didn't have the greatest record, but we, you know, at least kind of all, you know, obviously except for Sill and Simone, we were, you know, we gave it a run and we gave it a go, and it just, so yeah, a little bit of that year, it's interesting, you know, maybe in 10 years my mind would change, but right now I'm, you know, happy that I played that last year, but looking back now after we won that fourth championship, that was, you know, that was just climbing that mountain every single year, and the 10 months that it takes to get your body ready for that moment. It just, you know, looking back on it now, yeah, that was probably that, you know, all I had individually to be able to give as far as playing.
Lindsay Whalen is with us, the U of M women's coach. She's going into the Basketball Hall of Fame September 10th, just a tremendous honor. So let's talk about the U here a little bit. This mm-hmm. is year five. Does it feel like your fifth year?
In some ways, yes. But also, it's just there's been so many, you know, I mean, and we've all dealt with COVID. It just was such a kind of a two-year, just, an interesting time that we all lived through. And so to coach where it's, you know, we have the year where there's just no fans. And then last year, somewhat coming out of it with vaccines and things, that there's a little bit of it where, it does, because it just it's year five. Part of it is there's been a lot of disruption within that of, you know, pandemic. And I mean, as I mentioned, the first year I was still playing until we finished in September, and then I think I took 3 or 4 days and then I went right to coaching. And so I didn't even go out that summer and recruit. You know, I mean, I would be on the phone with recruits, and I would be, you know, text message and this and that and the other and watching film, but it wasn't like I was in the gym watching that I've been able to do, you know, like this last July and things like that. So that July I wasn't out, and then COVID, none of us were out. So yeah, so two of these 5 years I haven't, you know, been able to be in the gym recruiting, but, so yeah, that being said, it's, I guess a little bit of both, but it's year five. We've got a fun group. We have some time off now. We have a couple weeks till school starts, and I kept the team here until last week. So I didn't want to take kind of more than 3 weeks off. Just, I didn't want to lose much as far as, you know, conditioning and system stuff that we've put in this summer. And, but I definitely, because we had time off in May, but that was recruiting the transfer portal and just trying to, put together the right pieces to surround Katie, Maggie Rose, our sophomore class, and then our incoming freshman class with Mara, Amaya, Ania, and Mal. And so just trying to put pieces around them. So I feel good right now. I feel really good that we've had 2 months of summer. We've had conditioning, weights. We've installed a lot of our system. And now it's kind of nice that can take a little bit of a breath. Obviously the Hall of Fame thing is coming. It happens to be in the first week of school. So a couple of, so Shimmy and Coach Marwan, who we just hired about 3 weeks ago, three months ago, they'll run practice, and I'll go out and hang out with Charles and Don, I suppose, for a few days. And, so yeah, it's just kind of nice right now. It's nice right now to take a little bit of a deep breath, although, you know, things are always go going and things, but it's a nice feeling going into the season, knowing the group we have and just what we've been able to accomplish this summer. So that's, it's going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it for sure.
So I got about 90 seconds left. This is by far the greatest recruiting class that women's basketball has ever had at the U of M. It's a top 10 class. It's number one in the Big Ten. That's a credit to you and your staff. Yep. How much will all four play?
Well, a lot. I mean, we're going to rely on them a lot. If things, obviously tough that Nia went down, you know, earlier right. this year. But the three that are healthy, you know, they're gonna play. And you know, how many minutes? Well, as far as you know, starting coming off the bench, I'm not sure, but they're gonna have a huge impact on our team. And it's why we recruited them, and it's why they wanted to come to the U. So, will there be some freshman learning curve? Of course. I mean, it's the Big Ten, like you said, and but I'm excited for them. They're just great. They're very talented. They're just great all around people, and I'm excited for them to represent our state and for our fans to see them. Not only play basketball and win games and do all those things and earn their degrees, but just they're going to really represent the state in a really positive way. And so I'm excited for them. I'm excited for our entire team. But we have a great group, and it's definitely going to be a fun fall and winter over at Williams. So we're looking forward to it.
Enjoy the conversation, Lindsay. Congratulations.
Always.
Make sure you enjoy it. With all the expectations, we'll look forward to talking yep. again. And your husband's a 10 too. He's a great guy.
He's okay. Next time you come out, go to Northland, you got to let me know. Because I'm trying to get
him
I want to get up there in the next 3 weeks for sure before school starts. So,
absolutely. I'll coordinate or Ben will coordinate. And we'll get it done.
Yeah.
I'd love to do it.
Okay. Yeah, that'd be great.
Thanks, Lindsay.
Okay. All right, Chad.
The great Lindsay Whalen with us again in the Hall of Fame, Basketball Hall of Fame. September 10th. There'll be a lot of news about it when we get close. Thought a really good conversation on a number of interesting parts of her career, including reaching out to Charles and the one definitive moment, and then just what it's like to be approaching her fifth year with expectations different this year, with credit to her staff, with by far the best recruiting class they've had at the U of M. She is a regular on Tuesdays, and she is phenomenal for us. Our friend Jamie Ukas is moments away on CCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.